Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 25th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action mostly negative for the indices. We follow on the video here. We saw gold lead the way to the downside. Most U.S. equity indexes were in negative territory, with Russell 2000 leading the way to the downside, down 92 basis points. On the way to the upside, we did see crude rally 2.5%, ultimately bringing broader commodity space, even with gold in negative territory. Slightly positive. We saw the US dollar finish the day slightly positive as well there, but no real major change on its chart. Looking at the chart of crude oil, yesterday's 2.5% day led it to move back into a column of X's there at 65. From here, a move above 67 would return it to a buy signal. We now have support built there, at least building at 62 for crude. Then looking on over to gold, did see a reverse down into a column of O's after rallying up to all-time high, still in very overbought territory there, north of 100% and above the top of the 10-week trading band. So really at this point, we would look for potentially consolidation in sort of this mid to $3,600 or $3,700 range, really maintaining the support here in that low $3,600 range and sort of consolidating there is what we would monitor for, hopefully bringing that weekly overbought oversold reading down to more normalized levels. Then looking on over to the S&P 500, most U.S. equity indexes still maintain a column of X's, even with yesterday's negative action. Still didn't see any reverse into O's. SPX sitting at 66.50. Then looking at indicator action, although we didn't see a reversal down, we're at least within 1% of seeing the bullish percent for the S&P Mid-Cap 400 reverse down into O's. Bear in mind that whenever we saw sort of the reversal off of near-term lows there in August, this was the first bullish percent that we saw reverse back into X's. Meanwhile, we actually still see the bullish percent for the S&P 500 maintaining a column of O's. So just kind of interesting little observations there in the near term for bullish percent action. Then looking at individual stocks this morning, Intel back in the news again yesterday afternoon and even this morning after it announced it was in talks with Apple about a potential investment. We're seeing further upside action today, trading in that $31 range still here. From here, move above 33 would be a third consecutive buy signal. We'll watch this prior resistance here at 27, as that would be sort of a healthy pullback level too that you might keep an eye on in the near term for Intel. Looking to Birkenstocks, BIRK, their Q4 sales guided above, so we're seeing a little bit of a rebound here. But this has been somewhat of a range-bound stock over the past year or so, and really we've seen it rally up either to around that $60 level before ultimately pulling back here. We're seeing it sort of rally from these mid-50s here for the zero for five, or maybe an opportunity for those who may still hold to really go and step away, as you're seeing looking at a lot of consolidation out of BIRK here. CarMax also in the news this morning after Q2 miss on earnings. We see them trading down at 250 currently, looking like they'll move near the bottom of the trading band, return to a sell signal with a double bottom break there at 56. And when we scroll back here on the chart, we are now going to be at levels on the chart we haven't seen since early 2020, April of 2020. Or KMX. So really moving into very oversold territory near the bottom of that trading band there. Potential for a bounce, a little bit of a bounce the further into oversold territory. We typically see a security go, the more of a reaction or a bounce you might see. Sitting around the bottom of the trading band, maybe a rebound to the mid lower 50s here. Might be an opportunity to go ahead and step away entirely in that zero for five, or if you still own it. Now this moved down to levels we haven't seen since April of 2020. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.